Here with me in this interview, I have the current and past national president of the Agricultural Communicators of Tomorrow. So that's Matt Splitter and also Katie Teixeira. And I'm going to let you each tell me a little bit about yourself first, and we'll start with the past president, Matt.
My name is Matt Splitter. I'm from Kansas State University. I'm a fifth-year senior there, majoring in ag communications with an emphasis in sales and marketing. I come from central Kansas on a farm and ranch there. My future goals are just to make a successful living in the ag communications field. So,
how about you, Katie?
Well, good morning, Chuck. Thank you for doing this interview with us. My name is Katie Teixeira. I come from a small town, Napomo, California, which is about 30 miles from where I go to school at Cal Poly State University. I grew up in the 4-H and FFA programs and come from a family that's very rich in farming on the central coast of California. I was just elected this morning to be the new national president for Ag Communicators of Tomorrow. And this past year, I was fortunate enough to serve alongside Matt as his first vice president. So,
well, I see you're going to have to get some new name tags at this point since it's got the old titles on there. But congratulations to you in becoming the new national president. And let's learn a little bit about ACT and what is going on with the organization right now. Just tell me kind of, you know, a little summary for somebody who doesn't know just what your purpose is, and then how things stand in terms of membership and that. Whoever wants to go.
I'll take the beginning of that question. National Agriculture Communicators of Tomorrow is a student organization that is dedicated to helping students build a solid resume, a solid portfolio, you know, such as that in the communications field, to make the transition, bridge the gap between the college and the professional world. Currently, we're about 350 to 400 students. We have, I think, 17 active universities, with many more wanting to pursue the opportunity to become an organization. And Katie can talk a little bit more about the students and the universities that we have here at this conference.
Yeah, we seem to have quite a contingent of students from different chapters.
Well, there are actually two times that the National Ag Communicators of Tomorrow get together. One is we have a regional conference in the beginning of the year, and then AMS is our big show for the entire year where we have our national meetings. We have about 90 to 100 students here representing 12 different universities from throughout the United States. Cal Poly has a great contingency. We brought 21 students, so that was very exciting for us. We elected 5 new national officers today representing 4 universities, and just really excited to start a new year with the 12 chapters that were here today and our 17 chapters throughout the nation.
So when you look to this next year, what are going to be your priorities, anything that you especially have to or want to work on?
Well, with technology advancing as quickly as it is, ACT is actually a little behind the times. Our website needs some major revamping, so our new editor, Seth Rogers from the University of Florida, that will be his first task to take care of that. Definitely some fundraising with the different companies to help us fund our conferences and the things that we do for our students, and just rebuilding the website, getting our newsletter out to industry professionals and industry tours and meeting with the professionals. That's what we're looking forward to.
Well, looking at the AMS here, what do you think so far as to, you know, what this conference is like and the kinds of people that you've been able to interact with? I mean, if there's something you want to keep private, and you feel free to do that. You don't have to tell everything, but
I always thought this is my second AMS to attend last year where I was elected. I think the number one key for AMS, is for the students at least, is the networking with professionals. Students that make the effort to come to AMS also take the effort to meet the professionals. And that's part of the what I talked about earlier, bridging the gap between the college and the professionals. We're looking at doing a mentoring program with the AAEA. We're starting some good programs with that. We've got a lot of good communications with other professionals in the field. And I don't know if you have anything to expand on that, Katie.
Well, I think that AMS is a great opportunity for the colleges to meet, and definitely it is great that we get to meet with the industry professionals, but at the same time, this is, like I said, one of the two times when our entire organization gets together throughout the year, and to be able to meet students from Texas Tech, Texas A&M, Kansas State University, For those of us over in California, we don't get to see them very often, but I think it's a great opportunity for all the students to come together. And I mean, these are going to be our fellow colleagues in a few years when we get out into the workforce, so it's great to meet them now so that we can, you know, call on them when we need them in 5 or 6 years.
Great. Well, thank you all very much for taking a few minutes, and congratulations on retiring as president and becoming the new one.
Thank you.
Here at the Agricultural Media Summit, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.